This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Biden spent some time in Syracuse today. He was talking, among other things, about investment in technology, chip manufacturing in particular. A new Micron semiconductor factory or two up in that neck of the woods is in the cards. You roll that in with the CHIPS Act that Biden signed this summer, and more of those kinds of factories are going to be built, bringing with them jobs, right, that people will build those aforementioned semiconductors. But really, how ready are Americans to do those jobs? Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes checks in on the chip-making workforce.
Chip factories require thousands of workers, engineers, chemists, also technicians.
The people who are in the clean room, dressed up in their bunny suits.
Nina Turner is research director at IDC. The reason there are clean rooms and so-called bunny suits, they don't actually have ears, I asked, they're just big white suits, is that making chips involves etching precise patterns on wafers of silicon. And everything has to be just so.
They have a whole decontamination process to make sure that you're as clean as possible.
Turner says some entry-level technicians can start work with a high school diploma, but lots of jobs require additional training. And in places like Central Ohio, where Intel is planning to build two new factories, schools are rushing to offer it. Cheryl Hay is with Columbus State Community College, which is updating one of its associate's degrees to include training on, say, how to be in a clean room, even if they don't have one on campus.
You know, we're looking at things like VR and simulation. How can that play a role?
People have to also want to work in manufacturing. Maria Flynn leads the nonprofit Jobs for the Future and says some worry these positions will be automated.
I was hearing a lot from communities that parents were uneasy promoting manufacturing as a good, you know, pathway for their kids because they themselves had experienced layoffs.
For those who want to try, Flynn says the average salary in semiconductor production is around $100,000, which might be worth putting on a bunny suit for. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.